Well, finally today, a glimpse of the future. For the past 4 months, we've been following the development of a project that aims to transform how we move around. Last week at MIT, the idea was finally unveiled. Radio Boston's Allison Brusek was there.
The music is thumping, and the crowd is bustling at the MIT Museum. All the lights are dimmed in the first floor exhibits, except a few carefully trained spotlights, highlighting a conspicuously draped centerpiece near the back. There are around 60 of us of all ages gathered around the covered blob, displayed on a waist-high platform. And though MIT may not be particularly known for its drama department, we are all glued to the makeshift stage, waiting for the reveal.
So without further ado, I would like to show you all what we have worked so far.
That's MIT engineering grad student Chris Marion, and he's showing us what the future of transportation might look like. But let me back up for a second. In 2013, Elon Musk, founder of SpaceX and Tesla, proposed a new way to get around. Here he is, talking about it in an interview with Pando Daily that year.
So right now we've got planes, trains, automobiles, and boats for getting around Earth. But what if there was a fifth mode? And I have a name for it, which is called the Hyperloop.
The Hyperloop. It was envisioned as an above-ground tube with pods that could travel at 700 miles per hour. Those pods, he thought, could take a person some 400 miles. That's the distance from San Francisco to Los Angeles in just 30 minutes. That was in 2013. This winter, Musk held a national competition to see what kind of pods engineers could dream up. The winner was a team from MIT that included Chris Marion, whom we just heard unveiling the prototype last week. It looks cool, though you might not guess that from the engineer's description. And for those of us who aren't MIT engineers, imagine a 6-foot-long bullet-nosed bobsled. It's cherry red with a white swoosh across the back, which I find out isn't just for the sex appeal.
MIT is red, so we represent.
The smooth surface is glossy under the lights, but the real glimpse of the future comes when we pull off the hood. Levitation skis. This is where it gets exciting. The pod is designed to slide along a track inside the Hyperloop tube, but it never touches the track. The pod skis float along thanks to an array of heavy-duty magnets. And when it needs to stop...
And then in the center down here is the brakes, which actually...
Those brakes are one of the hardest and most important things to get right on this pod, because as MIT team member Charlie Wheeler tells his friends...
We're basically putting a bullet train in a vacuum tube...
Right, a bullet train that goes 700 miles per hour. That's Mach 0.8, almost the speed of sound. That's about the speed of a fighter jet, and it means any riding passenger would feel over 2 G's of force, the same as you would in a small roller coaster. The pod will get its first real test this summer at Elon Musk's track in California. The team estimates they've spent about $150,000 on the project, and between all of them, thousands of hours, according to Wheeler.
Super excited. I mean, we've had so much work to do in the 15 or so weeks since design competition weekend. And somehow it's all come together really, really smoothly. Everyone's put in tons of hours and made it happen.
In fact, maybe more hours than they should be. Richard Lee is a member of the Aerostructures team and a graduate student.
At the risk of my advisor hearing this, easily over 20, 30 hours.
Is it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's really cool.
That was fourth grader Cameron Morgan, who came with his mother, Lisa Morgan.
Looks fast. Right?
Yeah.
So what was a grade school student doing at a Friday night PowerPoint in a science museum?
Cameron did a research project on Elon Musk and the Hyperloop, and he made his own little prototype. So when we heard about this, we thought what a great experience for him to actually see students make their own prototype.
That excitement, even more than the technology, is exactly what this event and the competition is about. As lead engineer Chris Marion put it, Hyperloop companies didn't need this competition to get to the technology.
I would argue that the companies that are currently in the Hyperloop field did not rely on this competition in any way for the development of their technology. More so, this competition generated public interest.
Project manager John May compared the Hyperloop to an earlier revolution in transportation, the airplane.
Well, I mean, just like planes started off carrying the mail a lot with just the pilot and then picked up passengers, Hyperloop probably be a lot more successful at the beginning, carrying cargo to prove that it is trustworthy and that it is robust.
And the MIT design may have more influence than the team thinks. Four members of the team, including Marion, will be going to work for one of the team's sponsors, Hyperloop One, this summer.
That from Radio Boston's Allison Bruzek. She was at the MIT Museum last week for the unveiling of the MIT Hyperloop Pod. You can also, by the way, hear our full interview that we had earlier this year with lead engineer Chris Marion. That's at radioboston.org. And I have to say, 2 G's for half an hour doesn't sound too bad. I mean, you know, what do you think? Would you get in the Hyperloop? Go 700 miles an hour if you could, when it gets actually fully built, which might be, I don't know, 2-3 generations from now. Who knows? Let us know at radioboston.org. Send us a tweet. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Adam Asher. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great day. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.